listening. I didn't dig it.
I didn't dig it. Don't know what that means, bro. I'm a big you up. All right. Bismillah.
Hey,
and they wanna know why everyone's upty. Upty said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called carnage.
Upty, upty, upty.
More time you see me with Marley.
Sahib, sahib.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardie gal, good morning.
Morning.
White gal, hello, dog.
What are you, Hamza Kedda?
Skrah, my back guy.
Again, bruv, second episode.
All right, consistency is key, people. Like, comment, share, subscribe. It's your boy, Birdie Bugs, Warden of the North, big brr. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. Get me, brother, Hamza here. Enjoying.
Yeah, I've said, man.
Life is for living.
Life is for living. That is most definitely a statement I live by the way, bro.
Come on, my bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to influence people on the socials that life is for living. Enjoy life. Life is too short, man. You know what I mean?
100%. But anyways.
Go on, Makili.
We're back again.
Of course.
And I'm excited to be here with you. Of course. My co-host, Birdie.
Come on, man. We're dead there, bro.
I don't know. You lot don't understand how much we put into this stuff, you know. Birdie comes 4 hours.
Driving.
To come do this.
All the way from Winterfell.
Well, like, serious, nigga. Well, and I big him up,
man. Of course, man. This is. Come on, man.
Come on, Mikey.
You know what I mean?
But on the second episode, we've got something juicy for you lot.
Mm.
Today, absolutely, we're going to talk about what? Yeah, because you know what? Draw it. Before I even tell you lot what we're going to talk about, yeah.
Mm.
Birdie actually come to my garage about an hour and a half ago. Yeah. It's quite funny. Because I was telling you when I was in the garage, this is a perfect topic for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what we're going to talk about is banter in the Somali community
with
dating.
Oh, dating, bro.
Yeah.
See, dating's a hot topic, bro.
Okay.
It's a hot topic, bro.
But then there's dating that we as Somalis accept.
Yeah.
And there's dating of the cultures now being mixed into a certain dating.
Well, of course, naturally.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll give you a reason why. So you come to my garage today, innit?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say who the person was, but we had a lovely female in my garage.
Of course.
Yeah, one of my good friends.
Yeah, she was nice. Bigger up, man.
And I ain't seen her for a long time.
Mm.
She was like, she I saw her maybe about a year ago, and I saw her on TikTok with her and an individual, and my assumptions were, oh, well, I saw Marley. She's out now with her man. That's her husband.
That's
her husband.
Mm.
She came back and said, no, that's not my husband. That was my boyfriend. We were just with it at that time. And what did I say?
Brother,
I said, what?
Yeah, brother.
Said what?
What's that, brother?
I don't know, a lot of you are going to be looking at me like, what are you talking about? What, huh?
Mm.
I said, in our culture, in Somalis, we don't date.
Yeah, it's marriage or nothing, really.
You get to know each other.
Of course.
That's not dating.
Yeah, it's courting, yeah.
So there you go. You got a quotation.
Yeah.
You're now checking through, you know what? Let me just see if I've got the finances.
Yeah.
And let me see if I've got this.
Yeah.
Can I work with this? Does the family work?
Of course.
Simple as that.
Yeah, of
but
course.
I'm not gonna go on Instagram and I'm not gonna go on TikTok with the woman that I think might be my woman.
Yeah, big facts. But that's it. But that's what.
But that's a cultural thing in Somali.
Yeah, I know. It's
you can never come to a Somali household and say, "Yeah, I've got a boyfriend or I have a girlfriend."
Yeah. What do you reckon? Okay, it's a bit of a question, a bit of a weird one. But what do you reckon the differences are between Somali? I won't say dating, but just, you know, Somali dating and non-Somali dating. What do you reckon the difference? I'll give you one extinct, like, a proper difference. You can't, like, if I was dating a girl, there's no way she could come to my house, bro. Like, do you know what I'm saying? No way.
Do you mean, how many guys don't know? Like, a lot of men that I know that have girls, they'll be like, yeah, my girls come to my house. To me, I can never see that happen.
What, Marlies or just non-Marlies?
Well, I'm saying just non-Somali.
Oh, non-Somali. Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah.
Like, just, I'm talking about, because you got to understand, the similarities we're trying to do here are Somalis
and non-Somalis.
And non-Somalis.
Yeah, big facts. Yeah. Bridging the gap, remember.
We as Somalis, we have a culture.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Yeah, big facts,
Same as the English people.
Yeah.
Same as Indian people.
And ours is heavily tied with religion as well, that people don't really understand, you know what I'm saying?
So even though it's heavily tied with religion, Arabs have left that aspect of things.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
They do boyfriend, girlfriend from long time.
Then do your habibi.
Yeah, I mean, adab that, but then like all of this bollocks, they did that years ago, bro. You understand me?
Yeah, thanks.
I'll give you a great example. I grew up on a culture, Somalis, weddings, men and women will never mix.
Yeah, it wasn't mixed.
Until today, I'm going to sit on that.
Yeah, mixed weddings were a thing in the past. Don't get me wrong, they were lit.
Bro, they were lit. They weren't nothing in the past.
Yeah.
They never existed.
You're saying they didn't exist? We went through a moment in my city where mixed weddings was the one. Do you know what I mean? It was heavy where mixed weddings was happening.
I mean, no chance. See, my mum, you think my mum would ever go to a mixed wedding? Yeah. Don't matter if you're the queen of the queen.
Yeah, she'll not go. She'll entertain it.
Yeah, I would be like,
well, what about if your missus said to you, Hamza, let's just, you know, mix it up. Come on.
I wouldn't be able to.
All right, 15 minutes. Just come in. Have a little boogie with me. Have a little dance.
What's the point?
Huh?
What? Come on. I don't think I'm
for the optics.
I'm not willing to, at the end of the day, as Muslims,
yeah,
we believe to get married completes what?
Half your religion, half your deen.
Half your deen.
That is true.
Cool. So if you're going to, if today I'm getting a new car off the showroom,
yeah,
am I going to, I don't know, scratch the alloyed wheels before it hasn't even touched the road?
That's a, you know, you and your analogies are crazy.
How? If right now you're willing to start something brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you already start it? Like, I don't know, go into the mud, for instance. Or you buy a brand new trainers.
Yeah, true.
You go into the mud.
Okay, okay. Why? All right. One thing we can agree on, mixed marriages, mixed weddings.
It's haram.
Haram.
Absolutely.
We're not having it. It's not happening. Okay. All right. So what about getting to know? Because I think that's the key point. What the girl was saying today was she was just getting to know the brother. Do you know what I'm saying?
All right, cool. So she if you got to know him, the brother,
how in
why
what
did you? Why did she need to go the like she's, you know what it was that got me? Is what she said. I posted up on Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat, not for anybody to give me their opinion.
So she posted
it was my family and my people. Then. Why didn't she just send it directly to them?
Rather than post him.
Why do you need to post and now have other people to give you that opinion?
That is true. But some people, I don't know. I'm not going to say this individual was, but some people just live for the gram, bro.
Okay, cool. So if you live for the gram, am I right to say what that girl was doing wasn't a Somali cultural
thing? No, definitely. Right. No, it was out of pocket. 110%.
I was right.
I agree with you. Out of pocket, bro.
In my head, out of pocket, bro. If I meet a Somali girl,
that ain't even your husband, bro.
If I meet a Somali girl,
yeah.
Or even, you know what, yeah, I've started to act a certain way now. I've started to think differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my head now, it doesn't matter whether she's Somali or non-Somali.
Yeah.
I'm gonna think the same, which is I don't need a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
So for you, okay, just throwing this back on you, bro. Pause. How do you get to know a female, bro? Let's say with the intentions of getting married, are you going straight up to a dad and crashing it and be like, yo,
no,
I want to get to know your daughter?
I think I don't need to meet a girl until I feel like there's a need to. Or if I know that, you know what?
So you're going
to
do the whole like love is blind thing and not see her and just
there's
be on
no
the phone?
There's no love is blind thing. I'm talking to you on the phone. I'm getting to know you.
So you think that's
phone.
Enough?
I think from a phone conversation, maybe a week, I can definitely tell whether it's going to go somewhere or not.
Get the hell out of here, bro.
What do you mean? What are you looking for, my brother?
You don't want to see her.
Within that week,
she might have
be able to know that, you know what, she's worth me seeing.
Okay.
If now I'm having a conversation with you and you say something absolutely erratic, oh yeah, fuck my mom.
That's crazy. That's outrageous.
I'm just saying, I've seen a lot of females say that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
oh,
that's
I hate my dad. I hate my mom. I want someone that's got very family oriented.
Yeah.
I'm not saying whatever they said about their parents, whether it's good or whether it's right or wrong, it's got nothing to do with it.
Fact.
I'm just looking at the etiquette.
Yeah.
The way you maneuver.
The akhlaq,
Absolutely. What am I going to do?
That's true.
If you're saying, fuck your mom, the woman that's going to be underneath her, this paradise.
Yeah.
How am I going to stand there and be like, that's the woman I want?
No, you know what? You're right. That's great. That's actually great advice because telltale signs are. With men and women, bro, you know if a man's going to be good to you if his relationship with his mum and sisters are A1. Do you know what I'm saying? If a man's relationship with his mum and sisters are A1, you know highly likely he's going to treat you amazingly. Do you know what I'm saying? If it's not good, then you know that he probably has some disregard for women. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know what,
statistically.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm.
In non-Somali dating, especially in the Western world that we live in,
would you get with a non-Somali, bro? Sorry.
Yeah. And I have been with a non-Somali.
Yeah, same.
Cool.
I would.
So what I'm saying is, sorry, you cut me off hard there. I forgot now.
No. No, apologies. No, the reason I say that is because, like, culturally, it's something that's frowned upon, innit? But by a lot of people, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, I'm not going to lie. I at this moment in time, I'll probably only date non-Somalis, bro. And it sounds mad, but this is where I'm at, bro. Like, I kind of just want to date.
I think the reason why you might be in that approach,
yeah.
And I think I've come to that with myself.
Yeah.
I didn't when I was, I don't know, between the ages of 20 to 25, I never saw myself dating a Somali woman.
Same.
Should I tell you why?
Yeah.
I never thought that I could be with a Somali woman in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's haram.
Yeah.
Then I'd rather be with a woman that's non-Muslim. Which sounds mad to me.
That sounds crazy.
But do you know why though?
Because I don't want to
do anything incorrect or do anything to my sister, Somali sister. But then it's okay with a non-Somali woman. Because the non-Somali woman, it's within their culture.
Yeah, I hear it, bro.
Am I?
No, you're right. No, look, that's
a Somali girl.
No.
Even if I'm dating her or not.
No, that's
going
sentiment.
On a date and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not really now it is popular.
Yes.
Before it wasn't popular.
No, it wasn't.
What do you mean? What are you gonna go see me for? If you want me, come marry me.
Big facts. I don't know. For me, the issue I had was if I was like going to, I could not see them past my sisters, bro. Do you know, every time I saw a girl that was Marley and that, I couldn't see her. Every time I saw her, she had like the same mannerisms as my sister, or maybe the same style or same something. So I automatically always, my brain would just take me to my sister and would totally put me off, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Hence why I never went there, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Where years later, I was around them enough to be like, oh, all right, do you know what? I might get with one. Do you know what I'm saying? But where I'm at with it now, I think I'm not gonna say I'm done. Big up. I think Somali girls are the best, by the way, before they get onto me. I think they're amazing. I just personally feel like where I'm at with it, I feel I'm just not there. Maybe, who knows? Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe, who knows, bro?
Cool. Well, I was trying to get back to
this. There you go, my bro.
Yeah. I believe when you're dating someone from westernized countries or non-Muslims, for instance, yeah, I think, I don't know how to word this correctly. I've been thinking about it for the last like 10 minutes, yeah. But my thing is they are in relationships for an individual to see if they're compatible.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not in a relationship or seeking a relationship to find love.
Ooh.
They're looking to see, can I fit this person?
Mm.
Can this and that fit together? I got a great deal.
Yeah. But I feel like that's how our parents probably did it, you know. Our parents, it wasn't centered on love, bro. You do know that, bro.
Okay, cool.
They were centered on business.
Yeah, but okay, whether
it was strictly business, bro.
The reason why they weren't centered on love because they never knew about love.
Yeah, of course.
Man knows about Rapunzel. Man knows about Barbie, bro. From young, watching this shit. We watched High School Musical from young. So it's now it's given an illusion of what.
Love should be, yeah, really.
How love should be. Notebook, for instance. How many times have I cried to that music? It's lovely.
Even though
a couple of them would say, why for that, but I don't care.
Yeah,
that movie was actually a bad movie.
Titanic, for me, I can't lie. I always thought to myself, you know, she had space on that boat for him, bro. Do you know what I'm saying?
All right, cool.
Yeah,
so then, and then now, yeah, if you look at Somalis.
Go on.
Yeah. What's our dating thing now?
What's our dating thing?
Like, what's like now, Somali girl?
Well, like, how do they get to know each other and stuff?
Yeah.
Dating apps, bro.
All right, cool.
Straight dating apps.
Now let me ask you a question.
A bit of Muzmatch.
Okay, cool.
A bit of Hinge.
Have you got Muzmatch?
I was on Muzmatch
as well.
Of course. Bro, I'm an advocate for dating apps, bro. Because niggas ain't speaking to girls in real life these days, bro. I'm like one of a very few, me and you are probably one of a dying breed of men that actually approach girls in real life, bro, and speak to them.
Cool, let me ask you another question.
But it doesn't happen.
How about that? Because that's a good point.
Mm.
Would you now, let's say, I don't know, you see a girl on Instagram or something.
Right.
You like her.
Yeah.
DM her.
No.
You don't DM?
No, not on DM. I can't do it. Instagram for me isn't an outlet for me to draw a girl.
What do you mean? So why would you follow her?
Nah, it's just, you know, there's indicators. I don't know. I kind of like, it's weird. Like, I will go off if she likes my stories and, you know, if she gives out, like, feelers. I don't know if people can relate to this. If she's giving out feelers where she's liked all my posts or, like, all my stories and things like that, then that, or, you know, she's commented on some of my, like, stories and that opens up something. But I will never add a girl on Insta and then just jump straight into her DMs and be like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I find that, like, I feel a vomit, bro. Right, cool. So it's disgusting.
When did you chat to the girl? Why did you, like, add each other?
We just add each other and then, what do you mean? Like, when? Yeah, so, okay, like, look, okay, for example, it depends. If I'm out, I see a John, I'm chatting to her, and then she's like, oh, you know.
Firstly, what did you just say, a John?
A John, yeah. Wow. Like, yeah, like, see, like, a girl, sorry, for the female. Like, I see a female, and let's say she gives me an Insta, not a number, whatever. Boom, I've got it. Now, I've already spoken to her in real life.
You've already won.
Yeah, I've already won.
Okay, forget that. Now I'm saying.
I'll do a random ad.
You just said, yo, this one looks nice.
Nah. Ad. She
added you back straight away.
She added me back straight away. I'm
not
drunk.
Are you not a man?
Yeah, I am, bro.
So what I got?
I don't know.
Hey, you're right. What's wrong with that?
I find that I don't know, bro.
Why is that cringe?
I don't know, because it leaves you vulnerable, bro.
With who?
By myself. I'm vulnerable now. Now that I've sent that out, bro.
Why,
like,
are you vulnerable?
I'm just probably, imagine I get left on scene. So? Imagine you get screenshot. Imagine you get.
To do what did you do wrong?
Nothing. I agree with you. I'm a fucking man, bro. Like, it's my job to actually do things like this.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know, bro. As I said, bro, this is.
Then okay.
Okay, give me some game, bro. Because obviously, clearly,
it's not me. My thing is, I'll be honest.
Go on with you.
If I see a girl and I think
on Instagram,
right? Insta straight. I'll say, hey, you're right.
In real life, I love it though. But go on. Yeah.
I'll say, hey, you're right.
On Instagram, yeah.
On Instagram.
You added her. She. But
exactly. I ain't got time to do it. You like one picture. I like one.
You're
picture.
You're not doing that. I'm doing I like that shit, mate.
I don't like that. I don't want to be. I'll tell you one ick. you get me? I find quite icky.
Yeah.
Go into a girl's Instagram page and you see a man you know on there, but he's liked all the pictures.
Oh, seriously? What about mutuals? Does that put you off?
It depends on the mutuals. If I know
you went to a dark
mutual,
place there, yeah.
If I know one specific mutual is wasakh.
Yeah, you're not going.
I'm not doing that.
So you gotta go do. So you gotta know. Yeah, I hear it, bro.
But my point of this was.
Yeah, go on, my guy.
Yeah, was after you conversate with a woman on the Instagram.
Catch a little
conversation out of it. My thing's, I ain't got time to really like talk. I don't really like talking.
Yeah, send me your number.
I hate messaging.
Yeah, send me your number.
I'm dyslexic, so it takes me a bit of time to
write big
shit.
Facts. Yeah, same.
Like, it's long. I'm saying, brother, send me your number.
Yeah.
Now life is new to me.
Yeah.
It's FaceTime.
Yeah. Straight away.
Boom.
Straight away.
Easy.
That's crazy. I kind of warm up to that.
A lot of people don't like that.
Yeah.
But they just like it because it's something different. And I'm just saying that it's so much more easier because now we're having it straightforward. I'll give you an example. And a lot of work that I do in corporate, you do Zoom calls, you do interview calls, you do whatever you do. And you're on the thing like, hey, you're right there, how you doing? Blah, 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 blah. You're having a normal conversation.
Yeah.
Why can't I do that with someone that I don't know? Just to get to know them.
No, bro.
Save time.
I'm not going to lie. That's cold, bro. Absolutely, bro. But for me, I kind of like warm up to it. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what I do anyway. That's my tips. I get your number. We're on the phone for hours. And then once we're comfortable, once I know she's comfortable, then I'm hitting her with the FaceTime. Do you know what I'm saying? But that's wild, actually, thinking about it. Because I feel like going back to dating apps, I feel like that's something that's in, like frowned upon, bro. Within man's community in particular.
Do you know what, yeah? There's a...
Are you an advocate or are you frowning for it?
For
dating apps, so you're advising people get on dating apps.
Nah, man,
don't get on them.
It depends, Willa. To me, the way I look at it, it really depends on what you're looking for and what you believe in.
Mm.
I'll give you a great example.
Go on, Makili.
For me, myself, yeah, I believe whatever's written for you is written for you.
I believe that too, bro.
Nothing's gonna pass me, and this happens on a daily basis.
Yeah,
like it won't pass me.
That's true,
yeah. And like, I'll give you an example. Wallahi, Allah can see me, yeah. I just come back from holiday.
Mm.
On Thursday, yeah.
Yeah.
My flight was at 7:50 a.m. Heathrow Airport. I was at my house at 6:10.
Yeah, you're crazy. You do this all the time.
6:10.
Yeah, you do this all
the time. Bro, you was with me in Saudi. What am I talking about?
You do this all the time.
This guy was with me in Saudi.
He does this all the time. My bro's on Afghan time, bro.
We've got about, 40 minutes for the flight?
Yeah.
We've got no Zemzem. Bags not dropped in.
Car not checked in. Yeah.
This guy's already sweated from when?
I'm dying. And your bag was overweight.
I, me, I've come with a bag. I'm trying to make it look like it's a 10 kg bag. It's a 20 bag.
My man said, no, this is a carry-on. The guy, this was a full-on suitcase, bro.
I don't think anyone could take risk the way I take risk.
No, I don't think you understand, bro. That was, I can't even describe it, bro. Huh? Because I looked, do you know what I was mentally? I didn't want to say it at the moment of time. I was like, we have missed our flight. We are getting a new ticket. I don't care, bro. And you're trying to do the whole thing. Go ahead of me, man. If to get on the flight, I'm like, bro, like, I'm not leaving, man, bro. This is crazy. So I'm like waiting, trying to like go in the back of the queue, long it all out and that. Bro, I'm telling you, on the 12th hour, bro, where the guy at the check-in desk is like, we're closing check-in. Who do I see, bro? I see Hamza running towards, man. Bro, didn't have no Zamzam water at the beginning. He's got two Zamzam water now.
What do you mean I had three?
Three. Running. What are you talking about? Running. Checks him in.
And got the bag for free.
Yeah, got the bag for
real
free.
Real bad, bro. Yeah. I've told this guy, keep going. Yeah. I've gone to the toilet. I need to go return the car.
Yeah.
Wallah, I won't forget. MashaAllah. But you know what? Life works in different
places. Yeah, but you're right. Everything is written. You're right.
Everything's
written. But at the same time, look, remember what we said, the main thing as well?
Tie your camels.
Tie your camels.
I'm with you on that. Tie your camels, bro. Tie your camel.
Yeah, tie your camel.
In a realistic sense. So I'll give you an example what a tie your camel is. Alhamdulillah, we pray.
Yeah.
Every salah before I go down on the rukhur, the best time when to ask Allah. Yeah. As Muslims, whether you're Somali, whether you're not Somali, we all know when you're in sujood, that's the best time you have the connection with Allah.
That's true.
And for me, that's the time when to beg.
Yeah.
Say, yo Allah, just add a little dua in there. Yo Allah, if I'm meant to get a good woman, boom.
Bring
I'll
give you a good,
another tip as well, Allah, that's something. This is for all of my brothers. Yeah. All my brothers, whether you're Muslim or not Muslim.
Yeah.
If you speak to a girl and you feel like maybe this might be the one, she might be a good one, she might be a bad one, she might be this. Turaka tahajjud, Rabbul Ka'ba. I'm telling you, Wallahi, all you got to ask Allah, if it's meant to be, let it be close to me. If it's not meant to be,
move away from me.
Far away as possible. And stuff like that, I feel like that's where we had that faith in our culture.
Yeah.
This is where, there's one thing I can always say, so I'm
Yeah.
And that was always where our brotherhood and our love for each other would come.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I feel like that has been infiltrated.
Yeah, it has definitely.
That has been completely shut off.
Yeah, that's true.
Nowadays, I go into places, Somali boys ain't saying, well, Grant.
Yeah.
To me, that's mad.
That's crazy, bro. Do you know, like, seeing Somalis in a random place, would always be like a thing for me, whereas, like, you know how bus drivers drive past each other and do this, like, put their hand up? Like, for me, anytime I saw a Mali anywhere, bro, if I knew you was Mali, bro, I'm, what's happening, bro? You good? Do you need anything? Who you here with? Where you from? 9 times out of 10, we're not even far removed. You know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Do you know what I'm saying? That's how it always been. That's how me and you met, bro. You know what I'm saying? Literally, bro. Me and Hamza met on the most randomest, like, random, bro. Just looked at each other like, yo, we was like one of the only two Malis in one spot. We was like, you know what? And then that's how we met, you know what I'm saying? Like, authentic, like, how old school people would meet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's that? Well, that was even a year ago.
That wasn't even a year ago. And now,
big
look.
Big up Loons and was it Margs? You know?
Yeah, big up Loons, big up Margs. Yeah, big up the No Behaviour lot, man. Yeah, it was them lot. Yeah, that's what it was. It was the No Behaviour after party, bro, that we was at, man. And there you go, fam. The rest is history. And we end up going on holiday with each other. Now this is, bro, it's my brother. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's how life goes, man. But go back to dating. I will also encourage people, don't be shy, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to lie to you, bro. In this moment in time, bro, I'm seeing a lot of people just not eager to get married, fam. Do you know what I'm saying? And I feel like if we can advise people on everything is, yo, get married, get to know each other. You're going to have L's.
But why? Huh? Why do you think people don't want to get married?
No, because it's, bro, gender wars is a real thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially within man's culture right now, Somalis, Somali guys and Somali girls, you've got a lot of, like, Somali girls cussing Somali guys and Somali guys cussing Somali girls. You see it all over TikTok, bro. You see it all over, TikTok in particular. I wasn't going to say anywhere else. You see it there, bro. It's always them versus us. Somali boys ain't shit. Somali girls are this. And it's like, bro, like,
what's my man's name? The one that looks like Duhul and he stands behind
the
laptop.
Oh, the holistic man.
That guy, I hate him. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
See, the holistic man, you know, do you know what makes me laugh about the holistic man though? Was big up the holistic man for the simple reason that there were certain points he made where I was like,
man, that guy was
okay. You know what?
I got a lot of sisters, yeah.
I got a lot of sisters.
Whatever he says, yeah, wallah, it's all bollocks.
100%. But he was, bro, he's a product of Andrew Tate, bro.
Nah, that's not even Andrew Tate.
No, bro, it is, though. Far, that's, man, the red pill, Andrew Tate. Nah, yes, my guys.
Even a lot of things that Andrew Tate says, I agree with him.
I agree with Andrew Tate a lot, bro.
But he then what this guy was saying, a lot of things that he's saying, I just feel like he's just trying to either idolize women or make them look really like Baba.
No, he was trying to rub him out, bro.
Rub him out.
No, terrible.
At the end of the day, you're gonna marry one of them.
Hondo.
So while gone.
Yeah, I don't think he's active now. That's the crazy thing. But that was the problem with bro. What he did was he came off the bat swinging, saying some mad controversial stuff, and it was fast food content, bro. People signed into it, said, you know, he built a group of people saying, yeah, this guy's sick. But then eventually he couldn't stand the test of time, bro. Because you can't give that much hate out all the time, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? And you got to live in the city, bro. People are going to see you, bro. Do you see what I'm saying? And you know, regardless of who you are, bro, like, someone's going to see him. And I don't know, I'm not saying someone did see him, but he's not online anymore, isn't it, bro? So it's one of those ones. So, yeah. Big up the holistic man, I guess. You know what I'm saying, broski? But yeah, like, nah, but we need to be pushing for marriage, though. We need to. I believe we do, bro.
I think for us as Somalis, we create pressure. Yeah. There's a fear of disappointment within the family. Mm-hmm. Who can make people hesitate to, I don't know, outside factors.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And then also, I feel like love ain't love no more, man.
Nah, it definitely isn't, bro.
I tell you why. Us Somalis were the one. Like me, like ma. I woke.
Yeah.
Like, love was our thing, bro. Yeah, like, I'll tell you this one song, yeah. Nigga, hey, go, magal kod. Kelly, we hate nigga, hey, stan. Dumbo. That was a banging
tune. Yeah, Dumbo. Yeah,
thanks. Dumbo, they go, yeah. I used to love that. I used to sing with my mom in the kitchen. Yeah. A lot, bro.
Thanks.
And, bro, I've always loved us Somali girls. And I think where we've gone wrong within this culture in London is that we grew up trying to not be with our Somali sisters and neglecting them, going for non-Somalians.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm telling you, that's the truth, bruv. We neglected our Somali sisters.
Yeah.
Then they had no other choice but to go say, all right, cool, our own people don't want us. They're fucked up.
Nah, but I think they're amazing girls, bro. And I know some of them are going to watch the beginning part of this episode and think, oh, he said he didn't want to be with a Somali girl. No, I'm just saying everyone's got a preference, innit? I genuinely think Somali girls are the best kept secrets in the world, bro. They're sick. They're amazing, bro.
For me, the problem I have with Somali girls, I just don't think Somali girls either take man serious.
Yeah.
Or they don't bring a lot to the table. And I'm telling you, I'm not saying being rude, there's a lot of non-Somali girls that don't bring a lot to the table.
Yeah, thanks.
And this is where the whole marriage system has changed. Right now, as me, as Hamza Ahmed, if I didn't have to get married because of my deen,
because
I wouldn't get married.
Seriously?
I'm not too fussed about it.
No, but
the headache that it comes with.
Yeah.
Is it even worth me staying in this world for that long? I'm not even here for that long.
That's
I'm only here for a little bit of time.
So you're saying
in that little bit of time, which one is more satisfactory? You being with someone that you don't want to be with?
Yeah.
Someone that's just sucking your life out of you.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather be while I'm single and live with my the way I look at it is, as long as I looked after my mom.
Yeah.
As long as I looked after my sisters, and at least as long as I've tried to do the best I can, other things, then 100% Qadr Allah. But in this generation that we're living in now, and wallahi, I'm not even saying anything bad, and this is one of the reasons why I started this podcast. And I want us Somalis to like come out and like actually do so much more better for ourselves.
Oh, 100%.
Because bro, wallahi, I go on TikTok and I read the
Bilal. Yeah,
like, and I'm saying it, I'll say it to anyone's face, straight to their face, and anyone can tell me, wallah, Hamza, you do this, Hamza, you do that. But alhamdulillah, we all change and we all become better.
You got clean hearts, man.
But bro, what I see on TikTok.
Yeah, it's wild, bro.
It's wild. I remember back in the days, 9 o'clock, telephone could dig.
Yeah, put the phone down,
TV gone.
Yeah.
You're in bed, you're laughing with your sister talking about. A is for Argentina. Okay, now you. B, Belgium. Playing the alphabet game with my sisters.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that. And now these kids ain't playing alphabet games.
Nah, these kids on TikTok.
I'm watching TikTok at 1 a.m. Yeah, just scrolling through. Just, you know what? I got a little bit of time. Yeah. Brother, what are they doing? There's little kids, 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're not looking after your sisters and brothers.
Parents ain't governing as well, man.
It's not even the parents,
bro. It is though, man.
You got brothers and sisters. They don't care. No one cares about each other.
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, they need to play their part as well. Because I'll be honest with you, in this day and age now, bro, it is wild. It's the Wild West. On TikTok, when I see Mali content in general, this is the reason why me and you really wanted to start this, because we wanted to give like a different perspective on Marley content, because Marley content is toxic, bro. Like, yeah, like not a lot. Shout out to the boys that are doing amazing things. Shout out to the Figuring Out boys. Shout out to the beta squad and everyone out there. You get me? That are doing positive things, but there's a dirty side of YouTube that Somalis live on, which is terrible.
Havel.
Which is full of
shirk, bro. And I say this to the Somalis themselves. Yeah. Havel and shirk and all of this stuff. That's in the yard, man.
Yeah, nah,
that's where the mumsies and all of that used to talk and used to be beef and all that joke. Well, we're better than that.
Yeah, we're better than that, man.
We can actually come over and do so much. We're funny guys.
Yeah, we're hilarious. Yeah,
everywhere I go, I know you, buddy, as well.
Yeah.
Anywhere we go, wallahi, they love us.
Yeah, they love us, bro.
Like,
bro,
yeah. Even doing just this podcast right now myself, yeah. I did not want to do it.
Yeah. But we're
pushing it back for years. Like, allow me, I don't want to do a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what, Qadar Allah, let's give it a go.
Let's give it a go, at least. Mm. We would rather all wells than what ifs.
I'm going to end it with a beautiful one.
Go on, my boy.
Yeah. I'm going to end it with, for our listeners, inshallah, for the next episode, if you get a chance, maybe you can Instagram me. I'm going to pop up our email address on there as well. Yeah. Send us your views on what Somali versus non-Somali dating is. Share us a couple of your stories, maybe.
Yeah.
And then maybe some dilemmas. Us to figure out what is correct and what's not correct within our own opinion. And then from that, we should be able to at least break it down and be like, yeah, this is what's right. Facts. And this is what's wrong.
All our opinions, by the way, not to say that we are the ambassadors of truth. We're not, man. Do you know what I mean? This is where we're
young Somali boys, or should I say Abtial.
Abtial, man.
You get me now? That have gone through this stage of the new era, Ola.
Yeah, facts.
But I was born in London, got Dagan Elist in Somalia, no world culture both ways, grew up to become something better than we
were. Facts, bro. Speak on it,
through the non-street world or talk street your world, shit, you want to say. Everything was on, man.
Yeah, there isn't a thing that we haven't covered, bro.
I've got to a stage now. Yeah. I've graduated. I've got PhDs.
Yeah.
I'm confused with, like, what's the next step?
Facts, bro. I'm
looking at my young Somali brothers and my young Somali sisters and then just thinking to ourselves, what can we do to change things?
Facts, 100%, man. Just do better, be better. Love each other, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Allow the division. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's it, man.
That's it, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we're on.
Anyways, on that note, yeah, it's absolutely been amazing.
That's it, man.
And I feel like maybe we should do a part two of this part.
Yeah, definitely. So let's see what the people want. Like, comment, share, subscribe, man. It's important you engage because it helps with the algorithm and everything we're starting up. So yeah, man, our people get behind us, shows your support. And we appreciate everyone watching who got to this point right now. It's been your boy, Birdie Bugs, Warden of the North. Big brr.
Come on, man. Hamza Kedda.
I'm
here. On a quick one, I want to end this episode. I got my little boy with me.
Yeah.
I thought, maybe we could end with words of wisdom.
Ooh.
Yeah. On each episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the ball.
Okay.
And then we end it with, give something for our Somali people.
Yeah.
We can use for next week.
That we can use for next week.
Or.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it's still like the wisdom ball. So this is like, no, should we just call this the quote ball? So at the end, we end it with a quote. So what quote will I end this with? I will say, love your mothers. Life is too short, man. Make the moments count. And life's for living.